Hey, it's Pastor Rod here doing Proverbs Wisdom to Win. Today we're going to talk about number 5, what will you tie your heart to? For whatever you tie your heart to becomes your life in a few years. And so I want to share with you that I used to be a fireman. And in fireman school, I've just got a simple tape here. I'm going to use an illustration. We were taught how to do a fireman's knot. There are different terms for this in the sea world. I think it's called a hitch knot or something. But a fireman's knot is very simple. It's just right over left, left over right. So right over left and left over right. And you pull it and that will never come apart. It's called a fireman's knot. It is tied. Of course, you can take it apart, but it's difficult. It's easy to tie and difficult to untie. And the Bible talks about tying things to your heart. And let me just say, in fireman school and the smoke and that, we had to learn how to tie this in all circumstances. Let me just get this around here. Tie this in all circumstances. Let's say we had to tie it around our waist in the smoke and the dark. Well, even with our eyes closed, so right over left and left over right, there's a way of tying that knot. Can I do it? Can I do it? Can I do it? Yes. Okay. Even with the eyes closed, we learn to tie the fireman's knot. And this is really important because in training school, we learn things that will save our life and also will not endanger our other firemen's lives. So it's very important that we're trained right, we learn right, that this is not just I have to do it. Do I have to learn this knot? But no, this is about life and living. And the Bible talks about tying things to our heart. And the Bible word is either the word instruction or even a tougher word, the word discipline. I would call discipline the most unpopular word today in anyone's vocabulary around the world. And yet it's so important to have discipline in our hearts. Whatever we tie our heart to is going to be so important that we're not going to allow it to come undone. We're going to tie it to our hearts. Now, the Bible also has other terms for this. It talks about Proverbs 4:13, take hold of instruction. Don't let her go. Keep her. She is your life. Proverbs 3:3-4 says, tie them around your neck. Now, of course, it'd be pretty difficult to tie around my neck too tightly. That's not the point. But if I just tie around my neck as a necklace that I'm going to have every day of my life, then that's what the Bible says. Tie this truths around your neck. Write them deep in your heart. Store them in your heart. And then you'll find favor with God and people. This is why Proverbs are all about little sayings that bring success. Little sayings that bring success. And, you know, it becomes conviction. Becomes conviction in our heart. And this word discipline, I want to talk about it a little bit because discipline in fireman school didn't mean bad things. It always meant success, safety, taking care of others, living a great life. And as a family man, as a husband and father, I want to be safe with my family. I want to be safe with my kids. And I think two of the greatest examples in Proverbs, one is in relationships in general, that I've got some convictions tied to my heart about faithfulness, about loyalty, about not being sexually immoral, about not lying. I've got some convictions. And some people say, oh, you know, that's legalism. Well, if I was to get this and I was to say, hey, come here, I'm going to tie it on you, then it would be legalism. If I'm forcing someone else to wear the restraint, it's going to be legalism. But if I decide out of conviction that this is success, this is what I want, then I tie it on my own life. And so as a young Christian, I really wanted to have good relationships. I didn't have good relationships in my life. I didn't have many friends. I didn't believe in marriage as much. And I went to church and I started to hear about the teaching on relationships. Tie it around your neck. Looks a bit like a very cool scarf, doesn't it? It could be a fashion icon of the future. Anyway, just joking. The whole point is tying it on myself is it's things that I want, things that I desire, things that I vision. I want a great marriage, so I have to tie faithfulness. And this was really important as a young salesman, because later I was a salesman, because they went on a team meeting to a country in Southeast Asia where there was going to be some bad things happen. And I went into my boss and I said, if you expect me to do anything bad with the team, I can't go on the team. And if you expect me to be part of bad listening to what their stories, I can't be part of the team. I said, no judgment on them, but for me, I have tied some convictions that I'm not going to be put into a situation where there's women who might not be very positive for me and my marriage. I don't want to be in that situation. I don't want to be in a situation where I have to get drunk or I have to drink with the boys to prove I'm one of the boys. And I said, boss, I'm not judging anyone. It's not about judgment, but I have some convictions. And I said, however, if you don't like my convictions, I can resign from this company, from pharmaceutical sales here with you. I don't want to do that. But if that's the price, I have tied, no, I didn't use these words, but I have tied to my heart and to my neck and to my life some convictions about morality. This is really important because we have this tied before we get to the place of danger. You can't get to a place of danger and go, now, what should I do in this situation? Should I go or not go? No, it's going to be okay. And no, it's going to be, no. You have to have the conviction tied to your life. Same with friendships. I can't just hear someone bad mouthing someone and I just be part of it and go, yeah. No. I've got to have some convictions and say, wait a minute, I know that person. I don't think they would do that. Let's go and talk to them. Let's sort it out, which is what we should do in church life. We should solve problems, not create problems. And so that's when we have things tied to our heart. Now, this word in the Hebrew is the word musar. And the reason why that's important is it actually means to bind. Discipline or instruction, where it says, my son, get instruction, or my daughter, get instruction. It's talking about get some self-discipline from convictions. Not very popular, is it? But yet it is a key to success in marriage, in parenting, in jobs, in finance, keeping a clear conscience, going to bed at night with a clear conscience, waking up ready for each day with joy. This Hebrew word musar is the word to tie or to bind. The Arabic is to tie or to bind or to teach or to correct. And sometimes this discipline is a correction word. Hey, that didn't work. You need to change the way you do it. It's called learning. It's called correction. It's called change. And if we were to think about a basketball game, the coach calls timeout, everyone come in, and you do that, you don't do that, let's change. Everyone, 1, 2, 3, go. And you don't see the sports people getting upset or saying, oh, the coach doesn't like me. No, because the coach wants you to win and you want to win. And so when you tie on the instruction, it's not legalism. It's not binding you down. It's taking restraints in order to win in life. And I'm praying for you to win in your job, in your family, in your health, in every area of our life. And just let you know that the New Testament word also, discipline, actually means to train as a child. And I've got two boys I love very much, and Viv and I have trained them as much as we could. They're now young adults that love Jesus. And I want to tell you to wear constraints that you decide on with God is not legalism, but is a pathway to success, a pathway to success. So if God is disciplining you and saying that doesn't work, don't take it as rejection. Or you read something in the Bible, don't think God's against you. God is for you as a father with a son and with a daughter. Come on, let's take the restraints that lead to success. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us restraints, not to bind us or tie us down, but to release us, take the limits off, living great lives, great conviction lives, great decisions, which leads to success and to ruling in every part of our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.